Welcome, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we saw the Rambam in the first perek of Hilchos Parah Aduma, who tells us that if it was Nishchata L'Shem Chulin, the Parah Aduma, then it's redeemed and it's not Mechaper. And we ask, why is it different than any other Chatos? That it's Kosher, and here we say it's not. Why not? Paradum is also called a chatas. That was our kasha. We saw Teretz of the Brisker Rav. We asked a number of shtar kashas. Not all of them, but some of them. And there's a lot to talk about, but we're now going to get to the Teretz. Again, this is based on the Torah of Agon Rabbi Abba Berman, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. In the mirror, they used to call him Einstein, because he was the yeshiva version of the super genius. So he says as follows. This is in the 10th shiur in the Shiurei Iyun HaTalmud on Kochim. The Rash and the Rosh and Tosis and Chulin answer the kasha that we presented in the previous shiur. Why is Parah Aduma not make tmura? Aye, it's called a chatos, so it should make tmura like other chatos, carbon chatos. The answer is, say the Rishonim, because chatos kaye rachmana is effective rak legufa para atzma, velo leinyan tmura. It's only effective for the para itself, and it's not effective for tmura. Chatas kaya rachmana mahani rak legufa para. The para is called a chatas, but it doesn't mean that it makes tmura. And they also write that chatas kaya rachmana shaykh only when it's holy. But after pidyon, there's no longer an iser gizan avoda like other chatos. We have to understand why. What's going on over here? Calls it Tzarech Bir, Ayin Sham. Again, B'divrei HaRash of Shimshon Mishans and the Rush in the second parak of Paro, the third Mishnah, and Tosin Chulin on Yud Aleph. What's Pshat that Chatas Kai Rachman is only effective for the Gufa Paro, but not for Tumura? And that it's only shaykh when it's holy, but after pidyon, it's no longer a chatas, there's no longer an iser of gizan avoda, like other chatos. Other chatos make tmura, and other chatos are aser begizav avoda gam lachar pidyon. So it would appear from this as follows: that chatos kai rachmana is not that now it becomes a cheftz of a carbon chatos. Shebe emes, it's a cheftz of paraduma, and beetzem it's kedushas bedek habayis. El chatas kai rachmana means that even though it's a cheftz of parah aduma, which is kedushas bedek habayis, nevertheless it has a shem chatas and it has dine chatas, and therefore it's not effective that chatas kai rachmana vis-a-vis tmura. It's a cheftz of parah aduma, which is kedushas bedek habayis, but it has a shem chatas and dine chatas. And therefore, it's not going to make tmura, because tmura depends on the etzem cheftz of the carbon. What is the definition of this carbon? What is the essential nature of this carbon? That is what's going to determine whether or not there's tmura, and not the dinim of the carbon. Here it has dine chatas, but not, it's not a cheftz of a carbon chatas. And how do you see that tmura depends on the etzem cheftz shel carbon, and not on the dinim of the carbon? Because we see that even psulei mukdoshim after their pidyon make tamura. And that is because the cheftza remains a cheftza of a carbon. So therefore, psulei mukdashim, which were hekdesh, and now they're redeemed, they still make tamura, because b'cheftza it's still a carbon, even though b'dinah it's not. And memela, it still makes tamura, because tamura is totally in the cheftza of the carbon, not in the dinah of the carbon. Since para aduma is not a cheftza of a chatas, u'b'cheftza havi a kedushas b'adek habayis, since para aduma is not a cheftza of a chatas, and the cheftza, the essential inherent nature of this animal, is that it's kedushas b'adek habayis, it has the kedusha of the temple upkeep, but not of a carbon. Therefore, it doesn't make tamura, and also it doesn't help for giza avoda lachar pidyon, because it's aser b'giza avoda lachar pidyon. If it has the cheftz of a carbon, this isn't the cheftz of a carbon. So only by other types of chatos, but this type of chatos is not a cheftz of a carbon. It only has dine carbon. Memela doesn't make. It's not. There's no iser of giza and avoda, which is telling the etzem cheftz of the carbon. Rak legabe dine gufa para. For example, to pasul yotze dofen, and to pasul esnan zono mechir kelev. There, the chatas kai rachman is effective to give it a shem din chatas, and that's what the Rishonim mean, that only legabe gufa para, it's effective to say that chatas kai rachmana, because that's talui b'dinei chatas, not in the etzem cheftz of the carbon. Mishum dechatas kai rachmana mahani rak legab legufa para atzma v'lolin yin tzmura. Only for the gufa para, for the dinim, but not for the etzem cheftz. Now we can understand the Rambam. Rambam writes that paraduma that was shechted l'shem chulin is pasul lagamrei, and we don't have to be bothered by the kash of the kesef mishnah. She'eich griya mechatas atzma, chatas atzma l'shem chulin is kshera, and here l'shem chulin is psula. Why? Because even the gabei chatas l'shem chulin doesn't count l'shem chova, also l'baylam l'shem chova. They didn't fulfill their obligation. So paraduma l'shem chova, but l'shem chulin can't be ol l'shem chova. In other words, it's not ol l'shem paraduma. And therefore, l'gabe paraduma, it's not going to have a din akrav at all. It's only l'gabe karban chatos v'sha'ar zvachim. The cheftz of the carbon mitzad atzma is a carbon, and it has a din akrava mitzad atzma. There we can say that even though it's not ola l'shem chova, nevertheless it has a din akrava lalos l'shem nidova. So we say that there it's a nidova. Mashenkein paraduma, which isn't a cheftz of a carbon at all, it only has a shem v'din chatas mitzad din paraduma sheba. So it's not ola l'shem paraduma, and it doesn't have a din of paraduma. If so, again, if it's not all of the shame paraduma, and it doesn't have a din paraduma, so memela shelo shayich din v'shem chatas, ve'en la din akrava klal. Normally, if it's a carbon, so you say beseder, so it's not a carbon chov, it's a carbon nedava, because there be'etzem cheft, it's a carbon. So it goes from chov to nedava. But here, if it doesn't count as paraduma, it's not ola l'shem paraduma, which it isn't, because it wasn't shechted, it was shechted shelo l'shma, it wasn't l'shem paraduma. So now it's nothing. It's not ola l'shem paraduma. It doesn't have a din paraduma, so none of the dinim will apply. And that's why the Rambam says it's pasul lagamrei, it's nothing. In other words, it has to start in a higher madrega. If it starts in the higher madrega of being be'etzim chefetz carbon, the male, if it's shelo l'shmas, it goes down a level that it's not l'shem chov anymore, but it still counts as a carbon. But here, that be'etzim chefetz, it's not a carbon. It only works that it has dine para aduma if you shechted l'shem para aduma. And he didn't shechted l'shem para aduma. The Rambam says it's nothing, it's pasul l'gamri. And now we can understand why the Rambam needed to come on to the reason that paraduma lo namra bareach. Rambam says, as we saw in the previous shiur, that shachta, this is chapter 4, halacha gimel, if a person shechted it in order to eat from the basar or to drink from the dam, it's kosher. Why? Because it doesn't say reach nichoach. So since it doesn't say reach nichoach, even though he shechted it not to make a reach nichoach, it's still beseder. Why does he have to say that? Even where it does say reach nichoach, it's kosher if he didn't do it l'shem reach nichoach. But now we understand very well. Sha'ar karbanas im choshev shelo l'shem reach a karban kosher. Elishlo allo bailun l'shem chova. L'shitas halacha mishnah b'maisa karbanos 4:11. As Rabbi Abba discussed at length in Shir Aleph and Kachim. However, by paraduma, if it would have said reach, and he would have done it shalol l'shem reach, would be pasul l'gamre, because it's not olo l'shem chova, so it doesn't bechlal have a din of paraduma. The only way it has a din of paraduma if it's olo l'shem paraduma. You can't say it counts as a carbon, but it doesn't count as fulfilling your obligation of paraduma. No, here be'etzem cheft it's not a carbon, so either it's a paraduma or it's garnished, like we explained. So if it would have said l'shem reach, if it would have said reach nichoach, it would be pasul l'gamrei. Because the only way it would have been a paraduma is if it would have been done l'shem reach nichoach, and he didn't do it l'shem reach nichoach. So kamashmul on the Rambam, since it doesn't say reach nichoach, it can be a paraduma even without doing it l'shem reach. Other karbanos, it says reach and it's kosher because it's lo'ol l'bailum l'shem chova. You're right, it's lo'ol l'shem reach nichoach, but at least be'etzem chefetz, it's still a carbon. So you lost the reach part, you lost the chova part, but it's still a carbon. But here, if it's not lo'ol l'bailum l'shem chova, it's garnished. And if it would be, say, l'shem reach nichoach, and he would have done it lo'ol l'shem reach nichoach, it wouldn't have counted. So kamash on the Rambam, that since it doesn't say reach nichoach, even if you do it lo'ol l'shem reach, it's still kosher. All right, yesh od harbei la'arich v'zeh. So I hope HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the life and the health and the Simchas Chaim that we're able to return to this very chashev inyan. Thank you so much for listening. Sweet nothing for love.